With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. I'm really happy now to be joined by Swampscott High School hockey coach Gino Fea. And coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
Good, Rick. How are you doing?
Doing well, coach. And it's how weird how fast the season is going by. And I want to ask you quite a few things about the team. But first, coach, I just saw an article recently on your team on one of your captains, Zach Ryan. And I want to start there. But before we do that, one of the most important questions in the article was who controls the music in the locker room, and I started laughing. You've been coaching a while, you played a while. Has there been an evolution of music in the locker room? Do you remember, like, when you played as to what it is now?
Oh, yeah, definitely a big change. In fact, there's been a few times over the years, and even early on in this season, I got to tell them to turn the stuff off that they have. yeah, definitely different.
Well, I know when, when I go to, excuse me, the football games, you know, they got music playing in the stands, and I know Andy St. Pierre would come upstairs in Danvers a lot and say, "Uh-oh, no, we can't have that. We got to do this other stuff." So, just something else you have to worry about. Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, coach. Let's start with your captains. What did you expect from these two guys coming into this season? And we'll take a look at the rest of the roster and some of your games.
Well, the two captains are Zach Ryan and Aiden Sprague. And then we also have two assistants, seniors, Aiden Fitzpatrick and Liam Hurley. Zach and Aiden Sprague, they've been playing with us since their eighth grade season. Mm-hmm. Both great kids. They work hard on and off the ice, do well in school. So, you know, two guys that we definitely look to lead the team.
Looks like you have quite a few seniors. Did they get a lot of playing time?
We have seven seniors this year, six returning, and then we had Ronan Locke, who played for us as a freshman, return. And that was a big boost to the team because he's a great offensive player, great all around. And then we have a big junior class. So, I mean, these two classes, they've taken their lumps over the last couple of years. We haven't won many games, but, you know, we got a good, solid group.
Well, it looks like you're off to a pretty good start, too. You had a little bit of a dip there recently, but some tough competition as well, particularly Essex Tech and, you know, this is some and Masco as well. Tell me a little bit, Coach, about maybe a game that you've played so far this season that you like about where the kids have come, how far they've advanced.
Well, actually, the first two games of the season, you know, we got down the opener against Beverly 3-0.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And we're able to come back and win that game 5-3. We did the same thing against Latin Academy. It was a good, you know, fast, hard-playing team. And then we've had spurts where we've played really great hockey. Lexington, we got off to a slow start, and then the second period we kind of dominated. And they're a D1 team, and they're a good, solid, fast team. Our problem this year has just been consistency of putting the three solid periods together. You know, we had some good, good spurts against Essex Tech and Masco, both strong teams. But when you give those guys opportunities and breakdowns and put yourself in a hole, it's hard to fight back against teams like that.
How long does it take you, Gino, whether you have an experienced squad or an inexperienced team, to sort of figure out who goes where and if you have to move anybody around? And if you're at the point now where you're pretty satisfied where everybody is?
For the most part, I mean, there's a couple pieces, you know, we may juggle around, but I'm not one to jump the gun and get all nervous if we have a bad game or, you know, don't play as well as we should. You know, we kind of give these guys the opportunity, chance. We evaluate and practice all the time. We kind of know what we have.
Mm-hmm.
So. You know, we will change things up if needed to be. But as it is, long season, things happen, sicknesses, injuries, all that stuff. And in fact, we got hit with the sickness bug early on, so we fought through that.
That's good. I know a lot of guys have been having problems with that. A lot of schools have a lot of kids who have been out. Coach, in terms of the league, before we take a look at your upcoming schedule, how do you see the league? Because it looks on balance, you know, Winthrop's at the top, of course, but they've played some really close games, and everybody else looks like they can all knock each other off.
Yeah, it's a pretty pretty well balanced league this year. Winthrop, they're always good, they're always strong. You know, Marblehead, they're good year in and year out. Danvers, all the teams, you know, it's a pretty strong league. And but like you say, there's on any given night, any one of us can knock each other off. It's just about being on your game and playing that consistent three periods of hockey.
When I taught in Gloucester, I was a JV baseball coach for a while, and I used to call the trip down to Winthrop the road trip to hell, because, man, it was tough getting there, and then when you got there, they were always tough to play against. Does Larson present some difficulties just by, I don't know, the culture when you walk into that building?
Yeah, that's another rink. Back when I played, we called it the pit, going into the pit.
Yeah.
But they have cleaned it up, so it's an upgraded rink. But, yeah, in fact, I don't think we've beaten them on the road there since I've started here, and that's dating back to 2000, and then I know there was a good amount of years before then where we haven't beaten them over there.
Wow.
So definitely a tough place to play.
Oh, yeah, in all sports, not just hockey. All right, so you got Winthrop coming up, and then and that's not till Saturday, so what's the plan for this week, Coach?
We've got a few practices, but then we're off Tuesday, Wednesday, just because of no available ice, which isn't the worst thing in the world. You know, get a little break, get the guys getting healthy, getting, you know, over any sicknesses and any little things they may have. And then we're back at it Thursday, Friday. Friday, we get a couple hours of ice before the game, so we'll work on some special theme stuff and just some kind of walkthrough stuff to try to prepare.
Finally, you know, you mentioned the captains. You want to mention a couple of other guys on your team that have played well for you, and you know them well.
So on D, like I say, Zach Ryan, he's one of our D. But Quinn Hitchcock, he's a junior defenseman. He's off to a great start. He's one of the leading area scorers for defensemen, but he's just an all around well rounded player.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the forward position, we got, like I said, Aiden Sprague. He centers the first line, and Ronan Locke, off to a great start. Then our second line, we got, Cody Langevin, my son Derek, and then Will Roddy. They're also playing well. I mean, in the first two lines, Jackson Bartram also playing the right wing with Sprague and Ronan. So right now, both those lines have been, scoring, playing good two-way hockey. Then we got Greg Belchenkov, Liam Herlihy, and Aiden Fitzpatrick playing the third line. So we got three solid lines, I think, offensively.
I love it when you coaches can do this without a roster. Just name all the kids as you're having a cup of coffee here this morning. didn't mean to put you on the spot, Coach, but thanks. Hey, listen, good luck the rest of the way, Coach, and I'll check in with you later on.
All right, sounds good, Rick.
Thank you, Gino. Take care. That is Gino Fea, who is the Swampscott High School hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.